Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Chambalama. Hello, Pastor.
Good afternoon, Zama, and how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I pray that you had a good day.
Yeah, no, they definitely have been having a good day. And how about you?
No, ma'am. But we bless the Lord for his provisions.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Well, we're going to be talking to you briefly, and I do apologize that we have been late. We should have spoken to you about 8 minutes ago, but we are going through it now. We're talking about a question here. Should sex education be mandatory in Christian schools? I mean, in recent years, several global organizations have stressed the importance of increasing knowledge about, bodies, gender, and sexuality. Now, two transitional policy documents, UNESCO and Citation 2019, young people to build self-esteem, develop respective relationships, and assess and manage risks linked to sexuality, consent, and family life. Now, despite this global consensus, no other school subject has been seen as contested, questioned, and subject to, resistance. Now, this is the basis of our question today, and I must reiterate it. Should sex education be mandatory in schools? Now, first off, Pastor, what do you suppose would be the reason for the resistance to sex education in schools?
Thank you, Zama. So I was going to begin by offering my own definition for sex education. But maybe before we get to that, let me attempt your question. I think there's a general resistance to this idea because sex education has been redefined. When you are talking about sex education from certain parts of Europe and until recently in America, how they define sex and sexuality is far removed from our traditional understanding of sex education or sexuality in general. So from the perspective of the new definitions that are being forwarded in the world, particularly in the eastern side of the world, I mean, from the west, resistance has come because it's a departure from the traditional understanding of sexuality that we've always had, growing up.
Now, whose responsibility is it to educate a child about sex?
So I'll speak as a Christian. The first responsibility, first and foremost, is this is supposed to be housed in the home. If the Lord blesses you with a child, it's your responsibility to train your child, not just on matters of sex, but on matters that make them relevant in this life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go through the Bible, you meet in homes people being taught things that enabled them to be useful in life. I mean, we spoke of, when you read the book of Daniel, for example, you meet Daniel being able to stand when he was in Babylon at a very young age. And I assume that what made him able to stand is because his parents had made an investment of teaching him when he was at home.
Yeah.
So number one, the primary responsibility of teaching on the question of sex is the home. However, because children also go to school, if the school is rightly structured, it is also the responsibility of the school to educate the students on matters of sex and matters of sexuality. And by saying this, I mean sex and sexuality as we have it from the Bible definition. Thank you, Zama.
Now, Pastor, I'm not sure if there's somebody listening, or there's a device close to you that's listening to the radio. If they can just maybe lower it, because I think we're hearing the feedback on our side. Now,
okay, maybe just give me a second. I was using my computer.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
Let me try and switch to my phone.
All right. Now,
would you mind initiating the call?
You can just reduce it. It's fine. If you can just reduce it, then I think it will work better.
Okay, that's fine.
Now, when you started, you wanted to define sex education Perhaps we can actually then get into that before we get to it. From what age does that begin? What would you define sex education as?
So in my view, Zama, sex education is education that teaches the student about sex and about sexuality, giving awareness to the student regarding maintaining their sexual health. That's how I would define it. And by sexuality, I mean our maleness and our femaleness. They're separating the genders as male and female.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I think I lost that part. Pastor?
I'll retake it.
Pastor?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, now I get you. I think I'd lost you there just for a moment, yes.
So maybe I need to retake the part I last
Just the last part, yes.
Yes. So I was saying in the last part that by sexuality, what I mean is a clearly defining to the child the separation of genders between male and female.
Yes, yes. I think that's quite important because in this day and age, there's all sorts of genders that have been introduced now. You know, people without a gender, you know, all sorts of confusing stuff. I think that's quite important. Now, from what age should sex education then begin?
My view of all this, I'm sharing with you my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
Being a person who is a son myself with 2 years, 3 months, I think from the earlier stage, from the stage that a child can understand, they need to be given sex-appropriate education.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you have a small boy, like I do, the moment they start understanding, they need to know their part of the body, and they need to know their certain part of the body that cannot be played around with or toyed with. That must be respected, and that must be kept private. So from as early an age as can allow the child to understand, they need to be given information that allows them to differentiate parts of the body, that allows them to know there are certain parts of the body that are not for public display, and that's sexual education. A private part for my boy, telling him that you need to cover this. If you need to do potty, we have to do it in a private corner, where people are not seeing you. That's part of moral education, which includes, in my view, sex education.
Yeah.
Because already he's learning to respect his sexuality. Mm-hmm. He's learning to know that this is a private part of my body that other people must not see, must not touch.
And then how far should this sex education go? I mean, of course, you said it, you know, learning about sexuality, about genders, etc., etc. Because we have seen in the curriculum, and I do understand that you said even at school it can be extended there. But how far do we go? Because we've seen in some of the textbooks, you know, from other countries, you know, showing sexual positions and all of those things. But does it go that far? Or should parents deal with that, or it's just a no-go area?
So in my earlier submissions, I mentioned the idea of age appropriateness when we are communicating on matters of sex.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly speaking, I do not think that is ideal for a high school setting. I do not think that is ideal for a setting of people that are not at the age of marrying. It's rushing them. It's teaching them things that have nothing to do with their age. So as we communicate sex-related education or sex education, we must always ensure that we are age-appropriate. Unfortunately, I think we have a divide in our education system because we have Christian schools and we have schools that are not Christian. And sometimes it is very difficult to control how a public school does its thing. That's why Christians are often counseled, number one, to invest in teaching their children from home. And number two, if they decide to have their children maybe go to school, they must choose those schools that espouse the things that they believe in. Because you can't then go into a public school and try and control that, because it's a school for everyone. It's a school for believers, in as much as it's a school for non-believers. It's a school for those that believe in God and those that do not believe in God. And even our governments that call themselves Christian, their definition for Christianity sometimes leaves a student exposed to things that harm instead of helping.
True. Now, what would you say are the risks of not education, of not educating children about sexuality? That is from the home front, or just leaving it to the education system.
Okay, so number one, leaving everything to the tutor at school is a risk. Because learning in a school is like apprenticeship, where you have the experienced artisan standing in the front, and you have the disciple or the apprentice sitting on the chair, listening to this more experienced person. At the end of the day, the apprentice becomes as learned as the tutor or the artisan. Now, if you have a wrong artisan, you are going to have wrong information being imparted in the apprentice or in the disciple. And at the end of the day, you are going to produce more wrong people after the education system. So leaving it to the school is also risky, because you do not know who that school is having stand before your child and teach. By the way, teaching is not just by speaking or by word of mouth. Teaching is also by example.
Yeah.
Apart from what the teacher says, there is also the life that the teacher lives. So the student learns, number one, by listening to the teacher. Number two, by the curriculum that they're exposed to. And number three, by the lifestyle that the teacher is leading. So the teacher may say, don't do this, but he himself doing it. That's also risking the child, because if the child doesn't learn from what the teacher says, he's going to learn from what the teacher does.
So I
would counsel a Christian family not to leave the teaching to the teacher. If the teacher has to be allowed to be the one to teach, then let it be supplementary. But let a lot of work be done from home to educate the child, to ground the child in that which you want the child to know and to live by in life. I'm going to read a text or two as I close my submission, Zama. But let me say that it is risky to leave all learning, any learning whatsoever, to the teacher. Because traditionally, learning must take place more at home than at school.
Now, before you get to that text, because we are definitely closing off now, after all is said and done, we asked a question when we started. What then is the answer? Should sex education be mandatory in Christian schools?
Okay. my answer is still yes, provided the Christian school is a proper Christian school.
Proper Christian school.
Unfortunately, yeah, if it's a proper Christian school, if you are the one teaching them, then that's okay. Let's have it be mandatory. The assumption is that you were schooled already yourself from home and from the Bible, and you impart the right information.
All right. Well, I think that's a good place to wrap it up. But I do want to hear the scriptures that you were bringing to us as we close.
Let me draw your attention to the book of Proverbs. Apparently, Proverbs is a chapter on sex education.
Yes.
And let me just read a few verses. We could read the whole chapter, but let's read a few verses. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1 to 6. My son, be attentive to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding, that you may keep discretion, and that your lips may guard knowledge. For the lips of a forbidden woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps follow the path of Sheol. She does not ponder the path of life. Her ways wander, and she does not know it. There's one line I want us to underline here. This is a sex education by a father. The first line says, my son, be attentive to my wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, this is a father in a home setting giving sex education to his son.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to another one.
Yeah.
Chapter 5, mm-hmm. verse 7.
Yeah.
Listen to this one.
Mm-hmm.
And now, O son, listen to me. Do not depart from the words of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And keep your way far from her. Do not go near the door of her house.
Mm-hmm.
Lest you give your honor to others and your ears to the merciless.
Yep.
Lest the strangers take their fill of your strength and your labors go into the house of a foreigner. And at the end of your life, you groan when your flesh and body are consumed.
Yeah.
Check what verse 7 says.
Mm-hmm.
And now, O son. Now, this person is not just teaching their own son. They are also teaching sons by other men as well.
Yeah.
I assume that this is a teacher. But a good teacher imparting the right message.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a Christian school. Is in itself not alone. We need to also check, is this a proper Christian school?
Yeah.
So in a proper Christian school, yes, we can have this kind of education. But Christian schools these days are very compromised. So it may be risky to mandate the teaching of sex education.
True.
And thank you for your time, John.
Beautiful stuff there. Well, Pastor Chambalama, thank you so much for the time that you have given to us. It's been a blessing. We are going to be connecting with you again sometime, I think tomorrow. I'm not sure. No, not tomorrow. We'll connect with you in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and may God bless you and all the listeners.
All right then. Thank you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.